problem is that much of our innovation is driven by the private sector. And from their point of view, Ebola was not a predictable disease, and those who got Ebola were too poor to pay for it. And so there's been a lack of investment. Not only were there not enough doses of ZMapp and things, but they weren't even tested. They're only now vaccines and others going through clinical testing. And so we really just don't have those things on the ground. Just want to make a very quick comment, if I can, about we call ourselves the most advanced health system in the world. But what do we mean by that? I think what we mean by that is that we have the best of the best of the world. But we also have a highly variable system. So many different hospitals, so many different emergency rooms. We have over 3,500 local health authorities.